Welcome to Life Journeys with Serena. Today is Tuesday, the 17th of February, if you can believe it. And I am so excited to be here with you guys. Let me just adjust my volume so you all can hear me pretty well. If you are listening on 1-2 Radio, go ahead and join me in my YouTube chat. I'd love to hear from you guys. You can find me at youtube.com/@LifeJourneysWithSerena, and I will have my live stream right at that top video position for you guys to see. And go ahead and jump in the chat and say hi. I will be taking requests for personal readings at the end of the show. So if you would like a card thrown or have a specific question in mind where I could provide a bit of clarity, just let me know. It is super stormy here today, so it's a bit dark, and we're making do with some new lighting, so I hope everything looks all right. But I'm going to be doing some industry readings today, and for those of you who have not joined me for my industry readings before, I like to kind of separate everyone into categories based off of the worlds that you're in, the lifestyles that you have, the industries that you work in, or the careers that you have. I'm going to be doing 4 of those readings today. We'll be going through caregivers, anyone who works with animals. That'll be a wide variety of people. They're all pretty a wide variety and can apply to many different types of jobs and lifestyles. And then we'll also be connecting with 9-to-5ers. So if you work a 9-to-5 job. And then also performers. So if you consider yourself a performer in any way, then those are going to be the 4 groups of people that I'll be connecting with today and providing a general reading for, and just connecting in on the energy, that trying to see what messages are coming through that you may need to know, a heads up about what may be coming. And I already have some cards jumping up my deck as I am shuffling them as I'm speaking. So I guess I will be doing a general reading for everyone listening. So whether you are, the cards have decided, whether you are listening live or listening to us as a pre-recorded, the replay over on 1-2 Radio, or if you're catching this on YouTube later, this reading is specifically for you. And so far, we have the horse. We have the novice reversed. And we have the eagle reversed. So for this general reading for all of you, I'm immediately pulled towards new beginnings. And there's some restriction here to this new beginning, to this change. It seems like this has been a new beginning that has been coming and has been, there's so much change going on for all of us right now anyways. So this makes sense as a overall general reading for you guys. I've definitely been feeling this energy of change just in the air. And what this is being pulled just with the horse. The horse is an incredible card about accepting help and asking for help. And it pulls me straight to your community. Often it can symbolize that you have help around you that you're not taking advantage of, or that you aren't recognizing. And when it comes to this new beginning, you're on the right path. You don't need to question whether this change is going to take you to good places, because this feels synchronistic. This feels like you're in line with your intuition. You're doing what you should be doing. So don't fight. Don't waste your energy questioning it, because there's so many other things that you could be spending your time on. Have a little bit of that trust that you've done enough of the work to get yourself into the right place here. So, and then lean on the people around you, because if you were to just ask for some help, I see it becoming a lot easier. And I also see the people around you are going through a similar experience. Yeah. Okay. So I hope that resonates with you all. I'm going to jump into the chat and say hi to Christine. Hi, my dear. Thank you for being here. Christine is an advisor with me over at One to Listen, and she also just started her own live stream radio show at One to Radio and over on her YouTube channel, which I believe is Christine Duma or Christine Dumourier, and if you want to link your channel in the chat, Christine, go ahead. She is 11 a.m. on Mondays, and she talks about numerology and a wonderful wide variety of things, so go ahead and check her out. And Quelly is here. She says, new moon and Tuesday blessing, Serena. I know, this new moon is a big one. It's just, with the eclipse and everything coming up, I talk about feeling change in the air, and I hope you all are taking care of yourselves through it. And thank you, Quelly. I love that you're here. I really appreciate you being here. And I hope you're staying warm over there. All right. Let's jump into our industry readings. I want to talk to connect with my caregivers today. So whether you are taking care of a family member, or you are you work in a retirement home, or you work in a nursing home, or you are working with, you know, working with children, that can also be part of this world. So if you consider yourself a caregiver, if you've been a caregiver in the past, if you want to be a caregiver in the future, then this reading is for you. And again, I'm just connecting with your general energy and seeing what comes up. We have the Swan, all about change again. The Wasp. And let's do one more. And the Mystery. All right. So let's just jump off of that previous general reading for everyone. This change for you specifically, it seems like you may have been fighting it a little. I'm going to throw one more because there's something. We have the Horse in reverse. I did shuffle the deck. It's, I guess today's really going to be all about community, you guys. Sometimes you can't fight with the cards. All right. So for everyone who considers themselves caregivers, who feels connected to caregivers, this change that you specifically are feeling, there, I have all this confirmation here that you are on the right path. You really are. But there's tension. There's tension here for you, and it feels like there's this feels like it could be a bit of a cycle that is repeating, that you're worried about it continuing to repeat the way it has in the past. And what I'm feeling a break in that cycle. And I'm feeling that you really need to hear that even though there's some familiar things happening amidst this change that feels really reminiscent on a challenging time in the past for you, you could also be, I feel like you're being triggered right now by those experiences in your past. This is not going to continue in the same way that it happened last time. And there's some betrayal that I feel, the fear of betrayal. I feel the fear of retaliation and jealousy. There's just some really dark, heavy fears going on here that really connect with our, you know, the base levels of, you know, our lowest levels of who we are when we can enter that frequency. But what's clear to me is these are fears. I'm not picking up on this is what's going to happen. I'm picking up on this is a fear of this happening. And I don't see this happening. And you can let that fear go. So if you're able to truly connect with, again, the people around you, speak these fears out into the open, these fears of the past repeating itself, that will help you release it. That will help you let it go, because this current experience and change that you're going through doesn't deserve that fear or that anxiety, because it has nothing to do with the past. You're the one bringing that past into this present right now, and which is completely valid. Being triggered is a very real experience, but it's really powerful when you can recognize that you are being triggered. And that feels like that's what's happening right now. So give yourself some grace through this process, and make sure, yeah, if this feels really verbal, speak it out into existence. And let's connect with the sacred feminine, my sacred feminine deck, and see what additional, let's see what additional message can come through for all you caregivers. Let's see. Plant a seed. Talk about new beginnings, right? And being in community. Look at how many beautiful, wonderful people are in this scene together. Plant a seed. Start something new. When you plant a seed, there's no, you don't, there's, it's a completely fresh new beginning. It's not going to grow the same way that the last seed grew. It's entirely individual and new to itself. All right. So I hope that resonated. If any of you would like your job, your industry, your career read for, go ahead and leave that in the comments. And I will connect with you either at the end of this show or in the next one. Honestly, Irandi is here. And first time listening live, thank you for being here and for saying hi. I really appreciate you joining me today. I hope you're doing well. All right, let's jump into anyone who works with pets, works with animals. If you you work with, there's so much, if you're a veterinarian, if you work in the zoo, if you walk dogs, if you cat sit, if you train animals, if you save animals and protect them. You know, there's such a wide variety of worlds here. But this reading is for anyone who professionally works with animals, has in the past, wants to in the future. Let's see. We have wealth. The dog. High Priestess. Wow, you are on a wonderful path right now. Let me see. And birth, rebirth. Again, with this change, with this cycle. Okay. This is definitely just a global feeling of change that's going on right now. All right. So what I'm immediately drawn to is there's going to be a development in your profession. This actually feels very tied to work, tied to your career and the people that you work with, but also the way that you are respected within this, within this circle, within this community. I see you stepping into a new way that you interact with everyone, the way that you engage with your clients, with your coworkers, with your bosses. Like, feels very tied to the people that you work with. And I see you stepping into a new level where you have much more experience than you did before. And it's interesting because it seems like this is a part of your career that you haven't had the ability to access before, but you have all of this wealth of information and all of this experience that's kind of just been sitting on the sidelines and hasn't been able to be used. And now I see you stepping, finally being either promoted or being given another task or having that client show up and say, I'm interested in this, like, it feels very, it will come to you. These opportunities will come to you. And don't hesitate. You have all the wisdom and the knowledge and the experience that you need to do really well. Don't hesitate at all. Because you're going to thrive in adding this into your lifestyle, in adding this into your career. You're going to thrive very well. And the people who are coming to you have your best interest in heart. You can trust them to have this first experience with. Because I feel there's some nerves here. There's some, of course, this is something that the buildup has been coming for years. And it seems like this is something that you've wanted for a really long time, but you weren't sure if it was actually ever going to happen. And so you put all that time into gaining this experience and learning about this and making sure that you would be ready for this opportunity when it came up, and now it's here. And it's real. I feel there's a bit of, like, giddy doubt. Is this real? It's real. And you're in a safe space. I see you succeeding. I see you surrounded by people who want you to succeed. And it's, and this feels like this, the timeline of this could be any time within the next month or so. So keep an eye out for it. But once it starts, it's just gonna, I see the opportunity will just keep coming up again and again and again, because that success will be there. And so it does feel like it will just snowball in that sense and will grow really organically, which I love. I'm just grinning for you. It's really exciting that you're going to have this opportunity. Like, that's just, I love that. All right, let's see what other action cards we can get for you. Quest for a new vision. I like that. And let's throw, we can pull to this deck over here. This is my water deck. Quest for a new vision. I love that. It's all about new beginnings. And, you know, we have powerful, may you be as potent as the ocean. Yeah, you are ready to take the tide. You are ready to flow with all of this. I can see you. There's a little bit of the nerves and the anxiety that I'm feeling bubbling up. Rightfully so. But it is exactly what you need to be doing right now. In quest for a new vision really feels very powerful to me, because there's newness and excitement here within the familiar. But allow it to have that. It doesn't need to, because it won't all happen the exact way that you've anticipated. It's going to come in new and surprising ways. So allow that new freshness to guide you through this as you ride this wave and as you see where it takes you, because it's going to take you really great places, which is just wonderful to see. All right, let's connect with all my performers. So if you are a singer, a dancer, if you are on social media, if you are an actor, or if you have a group that you do improv with on the weekends, or if you teach acting, dancing, singing, everything. So I did a lot of theater in high school, and I love this community. So I love that I get to connect with you all this way. Let's see what message comes through for all my performers. We have fear. The owl reversed. Wow, okay. Burden reversed. Man, I'm feeling four today. I normally just do three, but we're going to keep going. And the eagle reversed. All right. So I'm immediately just jumping straight in here. It really seems like I can feel the anxiety. I can feel like my palms are sweating. I can feel... there's been an issue with information. Like, there's been an issue with the way that people are communicating with you, or the way you're getting your information, that's been really frustrating. I don't know if your phone keeps dying, or if You lose your connection, your data connection, or there's something where you haven't been able to communicate and get the information that you need to. Emails keep getting lost, or phone calls are missed. Like, I feel like phone tag is happening. Like, there's just, you haven't been able to communicate the way that you need to, and that is stressful, absolutely. But I feel that there's a fear of a missed opportunity. And what's so clear to me here is that the people who need to communicate with you are going to get through. The people who need to communicate with you are going to get through. And this almost feels like an opportunity for you to reevaluate who you need to communicate with, because there's some trust issues that I'm picking up on. There's some, whether maybe you feel like a burden to this person or to this group of people, maybe. Like, I see you questioning your relationship. I see you questioning your role in a community. There's a lot of doubt. And let's see what action you need to take. Disruption in reverse. You need to break this cycle. There's a reason you're not able to communicate with these people right now. And it almost seems like, and for some of you, this could be one person. For some of you, this could be everyone you're trying to communicate with. This feels like a very specific moment where you need to embrace the quiet and see what happens when you are alone with your thoughts. And for some of you, that can be scary. That can be very intimidating. But there's so much wisdom sitting there. And I really encourage you to be kind to yourself through that process. And anytime that negative voice where you start beating yourself up, or you start saying, gosh, I should have done this differently, or what if this is, like, do everything in your power to slow down, be kind to yourself, and through this period of quiet, instead of shifting into that negative space, shift into manifesting, or shift into gratitude, or shift into gratitude is such a powerful way to shift out of that negative space. If you can just list the things you're grateful for, even if it's just the roof over your head, the food you ate this morning, and your dog, right? It can be very simple, and it is extremely powerful. And this period doesn't feel like it's going to last very long. It feels like it's just a couple of days of this quiet. So I hope that you are in a space where you can take advantage of it. And if not, that's fine. If you aren't in a space where you can do this and you need to communicate with these people, again, it doesn't feel like you need to as urgently as you believe to. So give yourself some grace there. Slow down, take that deep breath, because you're not going to lose everything or miss an opportunity through this silence. And then the communication will begin again. But it's like you need to pick up. You need to allow yourself to slow down here. And it's okay to keep missing the calls for right now. Everything's fine. You just need this quiet for a moment. Let's get an action card for you. Again, quest for a new vision. This just feels so... We have the same one for you guys again. Yeah. And I'm... quest for a new vision. Again, this really is reevaluating your situation, allowing yourself to have that quiet moment and see what comes. If you're questing for a new vision, you're asking for that information to come to you. See what shows up. See what shows up. Okay. All right, all performers. Beautiful. I've never had a reading like that before. That was interesting, where you just have that communication's been shut off. Be kind to yourself through that, through this experience. It's just a few days. It's only a few days. All right, I'm going to jump. I see some questions coming into the chat. I will get to you guys. I'm going to finish these industries for sure. first, let's go to our 9-to-5ers. I'm not even going to list who this could be. You guys know who you are. If you work a 9-to-5 or an 8-to-4, 8-to-6, you know, I know some of you have some crazy hours. If you, have more of that traditional job where you are going in 5 days a week, or you are sitting down at your computer in your office 5 days a week and you have this, this 9-to-5. Let's see. Third time I've thrown this card today. We have the Eagle reversed, the Water Fairy reversed, the Goblin reversed. All right. Let's see. Okay, so, okay, 9-to-5ers. We have a lot of reversal energy here. Communication reversed. I'm immediately being pulled to your family. To your immediate family, the closest family around you. And it seems like there's been some miscommunication. There's been some struggling to understand each other. And it feels like it's entirely tied to desire, to what you want. And what they want, what these family members want. And it's like you can't understand why these family members want this, right? It's you can't understand why they're so dog on a bone, so commit, like why you don't get it. And it feels like it's really lost in translation. This doesn't seem like you guys are actually so opposed that you don't want the same things. It seems like there's miscommunication around what you want, and there's some ego involved here. When we see the Goblin, this always points towards our ego, where you aren't really thinking that clearly when you have your ego at the forefront of your consciousness, because it's so tied to a performative identity. It's tied to, your ego is so tied to not wanting to be the kind of person who would have that or who would do that. Like, it's so tied to perception. And it's almost like a family member says, hey, I want a trampoline. Like, and this is just the example that's coming to mind. And you don't want to be the family that has the trampoline in the front yard because it doesn't fit in the backyard. It would have to go in the front. And there's some other compromise. There's some other conversation that can happen where you go to a trampoline park or, you know, some, like, the answer is simple. You just need to sit down and put your ego aside and say, hey, why do you want this? And for some of you, it's much bigger than this. It's like you want to move across the country, or you want to go to a different school, or, you know, if your kids say that you're ready to go to a different school, right? Things like this. It's it can be much bigger. You want to change your diet. You want to, there's change and craving change in within this miscommunication. But what's clear to me is if you put down your ego, have this conversation, and ask them why, you'll realize that there's things within this that you want too, that would benefit you too, that would help your family as well. And it just takes kind of shaking your head and saying, okay, I'm going to figure out why in the world they want this, because it doesn't make sense to me, and listening. Just listen. It'll make so much more sense, but it's like the way that you've been listening, you haven't genuinely been listening. You've been off in your business. You've been off in, you know, what needs to happen with the home. You've been off in stress around politics. Your head hasn't been present in these conversations. And so just put everything down for a moment. Genuinely say, okay, I'm actually ready to listen. I'm sorry I haven't. And tell me why. Because I don't get it. I see you guys kind of laughing about it and saying, okay, now I get it. That makes so much more sense. I'm sorry this took us so long to figure this out. And it'll bring good change for the whole family. So let's get an action card for you guys. We have create a sacred fire. Yeah, create a safe, sacred space to have this conversation. It doesn't need to be a whole big... doesn't need to be a whole big thing. It can be that safe, sacred space where you can have this conversation around your dining room table or in your living room, but it needs to, you need to have the intention of creating that security and that safety and let them know that it's okay. You're going to have this conversation. And then they'll be listened to in a way they haven't so far. All right. I hope that resonates. Let me jump into the chat. I see we have a question here. And Mark Cousin is here as well. Thanks for being here, my dear. You guys go check out MH Astrology. He has daily astrology moments where he walks you through what's going on for the day, which is just brilliant, as well as his weekly Mark Cousin Astrology Hour on Mondays at 8 a.m. Pacific time. And a bunch of other wealth of information over there. So go ahead and check him out. He's our captain over at 1-2. Listen, running the show. All right. So it looks like Shell has a question. She says, I have no industry. Would love to know which industry spirit shows me working in. Eager to get started with whatever job is waiting for me. So interesting. Right before the show, I had the thought I should do also a reading for those who are between jobs. So I'm glad that you brought this this up, Shell, because I'll do a specific connection for you. And then maybe next week I'll do a general reading for everyone who's between jobs right now. All right, let's see what industry is coming up. I'm definitely being drawn to, like, I see you working with the state or working, I see you working with the state somehow, and it could be an industry. This is a big change for you. Like, here, I'll show, I just threw letting go and risk. Like, this feels like a really big change. I don't see you having had a job like this before. And it feels risky to you. But it actually feels like it could provide the most stability than you've experienced in a while. I see you in this next job. I see you being there for years. Which feels like that hasn't been the case for your most recent positions. Yeah, and take a look at job openings that are happening in your local government. It feels like it's a desk job. I see you going into an office and working a desk job. It could be like as a secretary. Yeah. Mystery is my confirmation card. You're on the right path. Okay. It could be working as an assistant or in an office. But go ahead and look and see what your local government jobs openings are popping up. That feels like it also seems like you may have already applied to a job like this, and I see good movement coming up for you with that position that you've specifically applied for. I see you in a position within the month. And by the end of March, I see you settling in. And that first paycheck feels like it'll be happening by the end of March after that training period. So the movement is coming. But take a look and see what other... I love the position that you've already applied for, but it's clear there's a bit more that you can do. So go ahead and just check the page for what your local state positions are that are up. And I see you being kind of overqualified for it too, which just feels like comforting in a way. So I hope that helps. Shell says thank you. You're welcome. Thank you for being here, my dear. It's good to see you. And if any of you would like if you're watching at a later day and you would like your industry to be read, go ahead and leave it in the comments. It can be a really obscure job. It doesn't have to be these overarching industries that I am currently choosing right now that I'm being drawn to read for. And they can be very specific. And go ahead and leave a comment if that's something that you would be interested in receiving. I'm going to be wrapping up here now. with you guys, getting back to my family and getting ready for a big morning of live streams and radio shows over at 1-2 Radio. I am an intuitive psychic advisor over at 1-2 Listen, where you can find me. The link is in the description below. You can find me for private and personal readings. We can do phone calls or a chat. And I'm also the producer over at 1-2 Radio. So if you are interested in some of the wonderful wisdom that our hosts have to share, you can go over to 1-2radio.com and check out some of our shows that are in the archives in the on-demand section there. Or you can explore all of our YouTube channels. So I have a big morning of making sure everyone gets live and get to work in the background. Up next, we have C.A. Brooks with Everyday Astrology. Her channel is Everyday Astrology with C.A. Brooks on YouTube, and she will be live at 9 a.m. Pacific time, followed by Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone. That is her username on YouTube as well, at 10 a.m. And then we have the Katie Weaver Show. Her, you can find her at the Domestic Mystic, and she will be at 11 a.m. So I hope you all come and explore our community this way and get to take a look at just the wonderful people that I have the pleasure of working with and get to be surrounded by. And I hope you all take care of yourselves and have a wonderful day. And I will see you all next week. I will be here with more industry readings and more personal readings at Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific time. And enjoy the rest of your week, you guys.